Time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be from a Broadway show, could be a children's song, even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a great composer. We get a caller on the line who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Anne Nelson is on the line from Portland, Maine. Anne, welcome to the Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Oh, glad to have you. Anne, what's your musical background?
Mostly all amateur. I'm a lifelong concert goer, harpsichord builder. Built a harpsichord from a kit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And you still have that harpsichord?
As a matter of fact, I had to let it go.
Ah, but it's...
moved into a smaller place.
Gotcha.
Didn't have room for it.
Gotcha. But it worked. You built the harpsichord and it worked, and it still works.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
The manual that came with it was wonderful. I even hated to part with the manual. It was so well done.
Lovely. Well, Bruce is not at a harpsichord, I'm sorry to say. We've got a piano here. He'll play this week's Piano Puzzler. We'll see if you can figure out what the tune is that's hidden in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. If you happen to get stuck, we can brainstorm on this together because I don't know what's coming either.
Okay, great.
Okay, and here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler. Lovely.
Wasn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
So, Anne, what do you think was going on in that piano puzzler?
Oh, my gosh. It's got to be one of the romantics.
Yeah, yeah.
Brahms.
Correct.
Schubert.
Oh, was that the very first one you said?
Brahms.
Yeah.
There it is.
There
Johannes Brahms.
First thing that came to mind. Very good.
Okay.
Nicely done. So in the style of Johannes Brahms. Great. And what about the hidden tune?
That, and I'm really, really stumped.
It's
gorgeous, whatever it is.
This is a tricky tune. It's not a pop song.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Of any kind. But it is a popular melody in that a lot of people like it. But I have to say, it's really hard to recognize because, especially the opening phrase, it's disguised so much that for me to play it the right way, I have to think. I have to think, how does that go again?
So the rhythm is different, the harmony is different?
The rhythm is a little different. The harmony is wildly different.
Ah.
But then there's a section of the tune in which it's correct rhythm, and it's just slowed down, and the harmonies are different.
Okay. Well, maybe we can hear this again and listen with that in mind.
And maybe I should say one more thing.
Okay.
The tune is by someone who did write a lot of popular songs, but not only that. And this doesn't go in that category.
Interesting.
So let me start again. And I know that the first phrase or first few phrases are very hard to figure out, but then it gets a little easier in the middle.
Okay.
To say, I'm almost proud of how hard I made this.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that. But you got Brahms immediately, so yeah, you're already in a great track here. Anyone who gets this deserves a free meal sent over, like, immediately.
Oh, my gosh. I was thinking of an all-expense-paid trip to Paris, but that's okay.
Wait a minute. That's amazing that you said that, because that has something to do with this piece.
April in Paris.
No, if you went to Paris, what would you be?
Oh, tourist.
Yes.
Close. Even more precisely.
There's an American composer who lived in New York and who spent some time in Paris and who wrote some music about that.
Yeah. And he wrote a lot of popular songs.
1920s. So.
An American in Paris.
Yes. I mean, yes, an American in Paris. You just said it.
Heavens. The tune is from An American in Paris.
By George Gershwin.
By George Gershwin.
I was trying to say Gershwin. Gershwin.
Rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms.
Now, I have to say, just listen to this. This really is ear-bending or mind-bending. But you see how different that is?
Oh, my goodness.
Because you can't hear.
The bluesiness.
That was brilliant, Bruce.
So this is really almost impossible to hear that this.
The bluesiness of Gershwin's version is completely clouded.
Yeah.
The tune from An American in Paris, rewritten in the style of Johannes Brahms, this week's piano puzzler. Ann Nelson from Portland, Maine. Well done.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank you. And Anne, when you're not calling in and playing on the air, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I listen to Maine Public Classical.
Anne Nelson from Portland, Maine. So nice to have you on our piano puzzler this week.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it so much.
And we had a great time with you, too. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.